Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
What do you think? Would you rather run your tongue down 10 feet of a blessed New York City street or press your tongue into a stranger's nostril?
Ooh. Oh, God, I would rather die than either of those, Cliff. Can I go to that default answer?
No, it sounds like a bad idea when you say it.
Grab a fiber bar and settle in. It's sassy time.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Okay, oh my God, welcome to the show, listeners. Oh, Brad, we have a little... I'm getting ahead of myself. Kendall's on vacation this week, everybody. He's not really on vacation, but I just told him to get off the show for a week. He needed one. It's like if he was on there for a real long time and the union said he had to take a vacation. I'm the union. But we have gotten a guest host.
Hello.
Our friend Brad from college. Everybody loves college. Old college friends. Don't y'all love Cotwin? Brad, do you have other friends from college who just come over and say, talk about college all the time?
Yeah, I have a few. No, I don't have any that talk about college. I mean, I have college friends that come over and do stuff.
Well, you know, one thing that's real weird, then we'll get on to more about Brad and more about today's episode that you've all tuned in to hear eagerly. But, you know, one thing that's sort of weird and sad, it's like, you know, if you have some friends and all you can talk about is, like, one thing that happened, like, years ago. You know, that kind of friend?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking... everything is between
you. Oh, I thought
you
were talking to your, the listeners. And the listeners. I thought they were going to call back and
sometimes,
do something.
Sometimes they do, because sometimes I address them the way Oprah addresses her podcast listeners. She says, You out there listening, because she knows she's talking to one singular person with their earphones in. But then sometimes I just say things to the general audience. And okay. So sometimes it's confusing for everybody.
Yeah, I'm a little confused all the time.
Kendall's confused too, and he's not even here today. He is fat and confused. But do you have friends? He would say it himself. I'm fat too, y'all. I am so fat. Just in case you were worried this episode we weren't going to talk about my obesity.
Yeah, how fat are you?
Oh my God, I am so fat. It is...
because I can't tell.
Astounding. I know. Brad is sitting right here next to me. Usually Kendall and I, we talk about how fat we are because we have to...
Oh, I ruined the illusion.
No, they know. Our show is... smoke, mirrors, and obesity is all it really is. But anyway, this is our friend Brad, and in an effort to get to know Brad, I thought one thing that we could do, and Kendall will be so happy that we did it, is we could play Kendall's stupid questions, and it would give you, the listeners, a little taste of what Brad is all about. Now see, one thing I have to tell you is whenever Kendall and I are on the show together, and we have a guest, it's tradition that the guest rarely gets to say anything. Because Kendall and I just keep talking.
I can see that already.
And this week, it's just me and you, the listeners. But Brad is here. He's our guest host. Welcome him in your hearts as you silently listen to this episode.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I was waiting for that applause. Thanks.
So we're going to play Kendall's stupid questions.
But Cliff, it is time for something that everybody loves. Gay, straight,
stupid.
Anybody. It is time for Kendall's stupid questions.
And the first stupid question I have for you, first stupid question, Brad.
Oh, sorry.
It's a little stupid, we all know. Because Kendall, coming from Kendall, and you might recognize these. I myself have answered these stupid questions in the past. Now, Kendall, I mean...
Yeah, thanks. I'm that interchangeable, thanks. Oh, wait. That would make Kendall bad.
Now, I'm just so used to...
Kendall's interchangeable.
Yeah, I'm just so used to talking to Kendall. I say that sometimes on the phone to my mom. Well, Kendall. Okay. Brad.
Yes.
If you could permanently set the time of sunrise and sunset, what times would you choose? Excuse me.
Wow. I always thought those were sound effects. No. That's a real burp.
We're on farting terms with our listeners. Our hardcore fans will know what that means.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sunrise, sunset, swiftly yeah. Flow the years. What time?
We're back on that stupid thing.
Yeah.
I guess 4:20.
4:20.
Yeah, that'd be a great way to start and end the day.
Would you want the sun to rise at 4:20 in the morning?
Why not?
No reason.
Well, you're saying night and day ends on so and so time.
Night and day.
Well, night.
That's another thing that happens when Kendall says anything and it reminds me of a song. Okay. I just sing it. You and I, night and day. Remember that Bette Midler song, everybody? Day and night.
Sorry.
We both go together just like black and white, Brad. Okay, now the next stupid question is, when was the last time you laughed so hard that you cried?
I can't think of anything for that one. Can we come back?
We'll come back to that. Okay, now, Brad, what would your dream house look like? Be as descriptive as possible.
My dream house?
Dream house.
Well, I really do like a stone on it, so okay. I mean, a castle would be awesome, just the whole stone aspect of it.
All right.
And, I don't know, a drawbridge would be pretty rad.
Drawbridge.
Yeah.
That is descriptive, and I appreciate that. Okay, now, if you could ask advice, Brad, from any octogenarian, what would you like to know? What would you ask them?
What is an octogenarian?
Somebody in their 80s.
No, that's what I would ask them.
It would be real philosophical for them. Good one, Brad. That concludes Kendall's stupid questions for this episode, everybody. Okay, now we're going to get to like what the show is about, okay?
All right.
This episode...
Topic time.
Oh, is about... It's not about that. Today's show is about parties. Everybody loves a party, right? And so what our listeners want to know is, because Brad throws a lot of parties. He has like big house parties. I always want to throw a party, but I don't know anybody. And so like if I had a party, all I would know to invite would be like my roommate, and she's already there. And so, but Brad has like big house parties where people come over, and it's just a lot of fun. And so I thought we'd talk to Brad about what the elements of a good party. So Brad, what do you consider like vital elements for a good party?
Well,
where do you start?
Let me tell you, Cliff.
Okay.
The first thing you definitely need are friends.
That's, you do.
That's number one.
That's why I can't get past that number one to have a party.
Whatever. That's not true. And then second, you need, of course, lots and lots of food.
You do. Good food. Kendall would second that emotion. Yes.
You can. It's really annoying when you go to a party and you don't even know what's
going on. I do. When you go and there's not enough food, and you think, "Oh my God, what am I going to eat on the way home?"
But it's not exactly because you've already designated that
as a party day.
This is where I am going for the night,
right?
Around the time I'm hungry, probably.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's a pet peeve of mine of other parties.
Mine too.
But not only that, it's the selection of food. And you can't just put out some chips and just like a simple...
Nope.
Just a couple dips.
Dip. Give me a bite.
I mean, that's it.
You need... Oh my God.
Everything. You don't know who's going to be at your party sometimes. They may not like the same things you like.
Exactly.
You have to provide for everything and everybody's tastes. Mm-hmm. As much as you can, anyway.
You have to. And Brad always does a good job. He always has a lot of food. I try to be a good party guest. And so I try to bring something. You know, I feel like that's only polite.
You do. Actually, quite a lot of people do that, and that really helps us out. And it's really nice, and I appreciate it. So thank you, everybody.
Let's give all of them a good hand. Give everybody, whoever brought a covered dish, a hand out there, everybody. Okay, so now you've got the food, you've got friends. Is that enough, Brad? Is that enough for a good party?
Where
do you go from there?
It's almost enough. I mean, you definitely need... music.
Yes.
Well, not necessarily. You don't have to have music, but you definitely have to have some. Well,
But here's the type, though, Brad. I'm the type who I love to make like a playlist.
Ooh, I'm joining in.
Oh, you, everybody does eventually. I like to think our listeners, wherever they are, be they in the car, they're at their desk at work, they're in the subway, they're walking down the street, wherever they are, they're belching along with us. But anyway, so you have to like, you have to have fun with your party themes, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't have to have a theme, but it always makes it more fun when there is one.
I think so.
Well, let's just start talking about my parties, because,
okay.
I mean, experience is the best key to draw from.
Experience, laughter is the best medicine, Brad.
Laughter?
That's why some people call our show Cliff and Kendall MD, because they pipe it into coma wards, where they're just hoping we'll wake them out of a coma one day. one good swift belch will just, they'll all wake up.
I mean, if anything was going to wake somebody up, I guess it would be those.
So, okay, Brad, your parties. Take us to one of your parties. Okay. What's going on?
What's going on at one of my parties? Well, we usually, for Halloween, we always have a theme. Right. We have done the Muppets in the past. I was Gonzo, and we had a Miss Piggy, and many other characters. We had one year, it wasn't a Halloween party, it was just a birthday party, but we all wore one color, and that was really good.
That's like P. Diddy's white parties. Did you get that idea from P. Diddy?
No.
Puff Daddy at the time, possibly? Yeah.
Or Puffy Combs?
Puffy Combs.
Sean.
Comey Puff. And that's his next name. Comey Puff.
That's a good one.
Comey Puff. Somebody send that. I'm going to tweet that to him on Twitter, y'all.
Speaking of tweeting.
Do you Twitter?
No, that's stupid.
You can find us on twitter.com/ Yeah, bitch dog. Or however he talks these days.
Yeah, I don't think it's that.
Yes, bitch dog. But anyway. Better. But okay, so we're at your party, like a theme. And so, okay, let me give you...
Oh, wait.
Okay, what?
Sorry. We were... Yeah, we're talking about themes.
Yeah.
And our color theme. Yeah, we had a party and it was color theme. I wore purple. We had a white. We had a, you know, a black, you know, a red... A brown.
Oh, everybody wore one color.
Yeah, like everything.
Oh, so it wasn't...
No. Not people color.
No. But like, because Comey Puff's parties, like everybody wears all white.
Yeah.
But yours, like, would you have worn all red?
No, everybody wore a different color.
Everybody was one color, okay.
Yeah, we were an amalgamation of color, if that's a word.
It's not. Amalgamation?
I think that's correct.
101 amalgamations.
I think that's correct, so.
Kendall, if Kendall's he is listening, let's face it, everybody, jealously, he's listening, and he's like, I mispronounce things all the time, too, so don't forget about
Kendall,
it.
Where is Kendall, anyway?
I forced him to go on vacation.
No.
He needs a vacation?
We all do. I took a vacation earlier in the summer, and Kendall did a show with a guest host, and I was not even on it. One of our episodes...
Did he?
Yeah. Which is weird for me, thinking one of the episodes I'm not even on.
Yeah, you're like a ghost. Isn't that weird? Episode.
One day when the Smithsonian collects all of our episodes for Smithsonian for posterity, I'll go back. I'll look it up on microfiche, and it'll be weird.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you, like, because the listeners are thinking, but I have a specific party question. So, if you're throwing a party, right, and maybe there's somebody at your party and they don't feel involved. They don't feel... they probably do feel that, but they...
but they don't... Pat them on the back.
But maybe they don't feel involved in the party and they're like twiddling on their cell phone. They're a cell fiddler. And, you know, like, what would you do? Would you try to go get them involved in the party?
excuse me. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was a yes or no question. And so... Okay, Brad. All that you were saying before, that was pretty funny. I'm just kidding. It was not funny. And neither are these. Hey, Brad.
Cliff?
Hey!
Hey!
It's time for some bad jokes!
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. These are going to be so bad. I'm going to start us off, Brad, if you don't mind. Everybody on our show loves Little Johnny, and here's another tale from his life, okay?
Johnny.
Little Johnny. Little Johnny, one day, he asked his mama. He said, Mama, is it true that people can be taken apart like machines? And his mama, she just said, well, of course not, little Johnny. Where did you hear such nonsense?
Yeah, where did you hear that nonsense?
Exactly, that's how she replied. And little Johnny, he just answered right away, well, the other day, Daddy was talking to somebody on the phone, and he said that he screwed the ass off his secretary.
What? Come again.
Screwed the ass off his secretary. Now, do you have any jokes for us, Brad? Did you bring jokes for the listeners?
Well,
to brighten their lives.
I don't know a lot of jokes, and the ones I do know aren't the best.
That's okay.
But I have a couple.
Bad jokes.
Well, then these would fit the title.
All right.
Okay. This is a simple, easy, fun one.
Okay.
Why was the thirsty alien hanging around the computer?
I don't know, Brad. Why was the thirsty alien hanging around the computer?
He was looking for the space bar.
Brad.
Ew.
Brad, a little girl.
Yes.
She was just leading her dog through the park when an old man stopped her and said, this is scary. Little girl listeners, don't reply to old men if they stop you in the park. But this old man, he said, that sure is a pretty dress you're wearing.
What was it?
I don't know. It was beautiful. It was red and blue with stripes and had a little thing. Okay.
You're
reading too much into it. And the little girl, she just smiled, Brad. And she said, well, thank you, sir. My mama bought it for me. And this is my dog, Porky. She's walking her dog. And
Her name's a dog, Porky.
I don't know. And the old man, he chuckled. He said, this is how he sounded. I'll bet a nickel I can guess why you called him that.
And you know... That way?
Yeah.
You were there?
Uh-huh. And she shook her head. She says, I'll bet you can't. And the old man, he just laughed, as old men are prone to do. And he says, you call him Porky because he's so fat. That's what people call Kendall and I, because we're so fat. No, I know. They call us Fatto. Fatso. But she just shook her head, Brad. And she said, no, sir, we call him Porky because he fucks pigs. Pigs, Brad. Have you ever seen a dog and a pig?
Weird.
It is weird. It is weird. Hit us with
funny.
Do you have another joke, Brad?
I do have another joke. Let's see if this one tops that one.
Let's see. Let's find out.
What's the difference between chopped beef and pea soup?
Chopped beef and pea soup. I don't know.
Everyone can chop beef, but not everyone can pea soup.
Whoa! Brad.
Yes.
One day, a boy came home from school, and his father... His father said that, and then he asked him how his day was, and the little boy said, well, Dad, I looked stupid because I did not know the difference between the words potential and reality. And his dad, he just said,
Well, son, go ask your mother if she would sleep with our next-door neighbor for $1 million.
And little boy, he went and did that, and then he came back with a shocked look on his face, Brad. He was shocked.
What happened?
He said, yeah. Ooh. First he said that. Ooh.
That didn't happen.
Uh-huh. And then he said, Dad, Mom said yes, that she would. Okay, son.
That's so shocking.
Okay, son. The dad said, now go and ask your sister the same question. Sleep with the neighbor for $1 million. I'd sleep with a lot of neighbors for $1 million, I would say. Okay.
I'm sure a lot of people would.
And so a few minutes later, a little boy...
What if your neighbor was,
Jake Gyllenhaal?
No.
For free, everybody. I'd sleep with him for free.
George Wendt.
$1 million, though. How long could it take for $1 million?
Or... Cloris Leachman.
I love Cloris Leachman. I would try my best.
Put that one first, please. Not George Wendt.
I would try. I would try to get it up for her. I love them both. But I love Cloris Leachman more. But anyways, for $1 million, I'd try for both of them. Okay. And so
that whole piece.
I'll leave it. So the mom and the sister, they both said yes. Right, Brant. And so a few minutes later, the boy, he comes back and he's shocked because the sister said, yeah. And his dad said, well, there you go. And his son looked at him, puzzled, and said, Dad, I still don't really understand. He ended with that. And then the dad said, look, son, potentially we are multimillionaires, but in reality, we are dead broke living with a couple of whores. Oh my god. Yep.
I can't handle those jokes.
Brad is shocked and appalled, everybody.
I am.
Do you have any more jokes, Brad?
I got one.
Okay.
Oh! At the police station.
Alright.
Bubba explained to the police officer why his cousin shot him. Well, Bubba began, we was having a good time drinking when my cousin Ray picked up his shotgun and said, hey! Dare y'all fellas want to go hunting? And then what happened? The officer interrupted. From what I remember, Bubba said, I stood up and said, sure, I'm game.
Game. Alright, finally, Brad, I have a couple more questions for you. What's the difference between Bigfoot and your mom?
What?
Your mom's better in bed. Why do you never...
I was really insulted at first. I thought you were seriously asking.
Why do you never see chicken in underwear?
I don't know.
That's because their peckers are on their face. And why did the little boy... why did the little boy fall off the swing?
Why did he fall off the swing?
He didn't have any arms. And why... finally, Brad.
I like that one.
Finally. Before we close the door on bad jokes, why is being in the military like a blowjob?
I have no idea.
Well, Brad, because the closer you get to discharge, the better you feel. Oh my god, Brad, and I didn't even mention this episode is dedicated to the troops. And right now, we're going to go to a commercial break, okay? I need a break, everybody.
We all need a break.
You deserve a break today.
You deserve a break for sure.
We're going to be right back.
Hey, don't go anywhere, Cliff and
Brad.
We'll be right back after this.
Cliff and Kendall didn't finish first place in the Olympics last year. They didn't finish second, third, or even fourth. In fact, Cliff and Kendall, along with their listeners, finished dead last. But they finished. The Cliff and Kendall Platinum Card, proud sponsors of the Olympic Games, and the only credit card banned by the Chinese government.
And now, welcome back to the show.
Oh my God, Brad, we are so back.
I'm happy to be back.
We are so back.
I'm back.
We're back in business, and ain't it grand? Okay, now, so parties. When you're partying... So, like, what you're having a Halloween party this year, right?
Yeah, well, of course we're having a... Isn't there a Halloween this year?
Is there a Halloween this year? Exactly.
Yes. So, yeah, we're having a party.
And what is your theme this year going to be?
This year, SNL characters.
Oh, everybody just loves Saturday Night Live. And everybody loves dress up as characters. What a great idea for a party, Brad.
And, I mean, there's just so many choices to pick from.
There are so many. Who could you be? You could be that one guy that's a kind of like a wolf, or you know that one
what?
Guy. Who's that one guy that's like a wolf boy?
Oh, you're talking about Goat Boy.
Goat Boy, yeah.
That would be funny if somebody was Goat Boy. I would enjoy a Goat Boy.
Okay, Brad. Well, speaking of things everybody should know, we have a segment on the show called Things That You Should Know, all right? And now...
Yeah, and they should know
facts
about SNL.
It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things You Should Know. And now here's your morbidly obese August Awareness host, Cliff.
Hello.
And...
Brad. Number one, can I ask you a thing you should know?
What should I know?
Now, you're going to ask me questions about Saturday Night Live. I'm going to ask you just... regular questions about life, okay?
Oh, that's no fun.
I know. We'll pretend it's Saturday night and this is live.
Okay,
Brad. Live from New York, it's Saturday night. What Warner Brothers legend is buried beneath a tombstone inscribed, that's all, folks?
Well, it obviously is not Bugs Bunny because he's not a real person.
It's not. He's not even the one that says that, so... It would make even less sense if he was buried under that.
You are correct.
You are correct, sir.
Porky.
I know who says it.
That little girl's dog that fucks pig. With that.
Good segue.
I'm tying it all in. I try.
Oh, God bless America. It's Mel Brooks.
Mel. You're halfway there. Mel Blanc. Yeah, everybody. Everybody should know that. What do you got?
Oh, wait. I thought you were giving me a hint. Mel Blanc.
Mel Blanc. Blanc is his name.
That's right. What film voice did Mike Myers base on his mother's accent when she read bedtime stories?
Shrek.
I cannot believe you knew that.
Is it really Shrek?
It is really Shrek.
After I said Shrek, I thought, but he wasn't on Saturday Night Live. But I guess Mike Myers was. So, okay, Brad.
Yeah.
Live from New York, Saturday Night.
You don't have to do that anymore.
What pair, in their first joint appearance, banged out a piano duet in Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
It was Daffy Duck and... the Disney Duck, which I know because I also like Donald Duck.
Exactly! Daffy and Donald Duck. Good one, everybody. Everybody should know that.
Everybody should know this question, Cliff. You better get this one.
All right.
What host swapped racial epithets with Chevy Chase in a job interview word association test?
Oh, what host? Eddie Murphy.
Wrong.
Steve Martin.
It is Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
Okay. You don't remember that?
I don't. I did used to watch the old 70s ones when I was little. When they came on Nick at Night, you know?
Yeah, remember whatever that? Happened to Nick at Night?
Oh, it's overrun by Steve Urkel. But now anyway, Brad, what did a federal court... rule a Detroit pizza chain could call itself over a sugar company's objections?
Oh, I know this. It's Domino's.
Domino's. That's right.
Cliff.
Yes.
Who hosted Saturday Night Live at least once a season for 11 straight seasons?
Was it Steve Martin?
Good guess.
Alec Baldwin?
Another good guess.
Tom Hanks?
Wrong.
No.
John Goodman? Yeah. It's always funny when he's on.
That's all for things you should know. Okay, Brad. We have a new segment that we're just trying it out. We're just trying it out.
Oh, wait. I'm not a regular.
All right. But anyway, we have a new segment we started last week, but I wanted to bring it back so our listeners can get acclimated to it. It's called... Would You Rather?
Oh.
And it's where people know what that means. So, anyway, we're going to start now. Okay, here it goes. Would you... Not that. Would you rather... Oh, that was awful. Would you...
Yeah, it was.
Rather. Brad, I have a would you rather for you, okay?
I'm all ears. I'm all ears.
Okay. Would you rather be able to stop time while you slept or never need to do laundry?
Never need to do laundry.
Really? You think of all the years you could add to your life if you stop.
But you're not
time.
Adding anything. You're asleep.
But you pick up right. Like if you went to sleep right now, you could wake up right now, and you have the whole night.
I don't understand the logic here.
It's not like it's like stupid questions. There's don't think too much about sometimes. Okay. Also, I should have prefaced with this, everybody. Last week there were several questions that Kendall asked me, and my answer was I would rather die than do either of those. But that's not about. Nobody can answer that. That was my go-to answer last week, and we can't do that. That's forbidden.
Yeah, that's stupid.
So okay, but so you say you'd rather never have to do laundry.
Yeah, that would be pretty great.
Laundry.
So would you
is a
have
bitch.
Like would you have like new clothes all the time, or would just your current
I feel like
clothes
your clothes would just never get dirty.
Okay. Either one works.
It's like the Bible, it's open to interpretation.
Yeah.
So Brad, do you have a would you rather for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, sure, I got one. Okay. Would you rather have 15 nails hammered into your tongue?
Uh-huh.
Or have your saliva permanently transmuted to urine?
I think saliva urine.
Really?
Yeah.
But you would have that forever.
But I would have nails in my tongue.
But then they could be removed. and you would, like, not have nails in your tongue.
But urine maybe is not that bad. Nails sound worse than urine to me.
Well, I'm not a fan of golden showers myself.
Golden. I love a good golden shower, but I just love it.
I'm That's kidding. Disgusting. Yeah. Let's never talk about that again.
Tune in next week when Kendall and I discuss the joys of a golden shower.
That's your next thing.
Yeah, Golden Shower Awareness Month. Okay, Brad. Would you rather, think about this one, would you rather have a foot-long eyelash that you could never pluck or an earlobe the size of a basketball?
You know what? I don't know because I have the same one.
I had another one of yours that's the exact same and I skipped it. We both Googled would you rather and wound up on the same side, everybody. That's okay. It happens. Sometimes it just happens that way. So, but Brett, when you Googled it and wrote that one down to ask me, which would you rather have?
Of all the freaking things to find.
Okay, Brett, I have to tell you.
How funny.
There was an episode. There was an episode early on in the show. In the first 20 episodes, wow. Kendall and I both, we scoured the entire internet. We wrote down the same 4 jokes to ask to tell each other. The same 4 out of the entire universe internet's worth of jokes.
Wow.
And so, but anyway, but I was one who asked this to you, so you have to answer. Foot-long eyelash, unpluckable, or basketball size?
I would guess the earlobe size of a basketball. I would not go with that one.
Right. Because you could possibly you could take the eyelash and just put it behind your ear.
Or comb it and put it behind your head.
Yeah.
Like it's your hair. It just has, you have like a widow's peak, like from hell.
Now it says it's not pluckable, but it doesn't say it's uncuttable.
Very true.
I have
very true.
Loophole. I found a loophole in that one. You did find a loophole. Okay, Brad, axe away.
All right, let's see if you don't have this one.
Okay.
Would you rather have a panic attack at the top of a 75 feet tree or 100 yards in the ocean from the shore?
I think. Tree.
I did not think about it when I read the question.
I think tree.
So I don't have a
answer. I've never been way up in a tree, but I have been way out in the ocean and had panic and had like and thought, oh my god, the undertow is about to kill me.
Okay, now that I have read the question and understand it fully, I agree. Tree is the wise answer.
I think tree.
You could like maybe fall or get cradled in another limb or something.
Right. I'm going to ask you one that Kendall asked. We had this one was real contentious. He asked it last week to me.
Oh, so like you want to know just because?
Yeah, I want to know what you think.
Did you disagree with Kendall?
I probably answered I'd rather be dead. Okay. Would you rather? You have to be alive. Would you rather hit every red light for the rest of your life, or always be wrong?
I guess hit the red light.
Okay. Now, see, because my answer was I'd rather be dead. And he said, you can't be dead. But I probably would be pretty quick, because if I was always wrong, eventually I would say, well, I'm going to take a bath while I make some toast in the bathtub with me. And I would die. Right?
You sure would.
Because everybody, when they're in a nice long bath, thinks, I want some toast.
No.
Do you have any more for me?
Yeah, I have one more. Would you rather?
All right.
Would you like to hear it?
I would love it. Listeners, think along with me. What would you rather do? You?
Would you rather lick an old man's stinky armpit?
Okay.
Or chew on a rotten yellow toenail?
Well, I don't want to give anything real personal away, so I'm just going to say toenail, because you might could just chew it for a second and spit it out.
Yeah, exactly. I would go with toenail as well. I mean, you would only have to lick a stinky old man's armpit for a second, but you know,
armpit. I'll just
that's
say
pretty
that,
gross.
I'll just say armpit funk stays with you, everybody.
Yeah,
it stays with you. You taste it for a while. The toenail, you could just maybe spit it out and get over that.
Yeah, I mean it's hard. There's nothing to like really stick to. It's gross.
But anyway, it is gross. But that's it for would you rather. It is. That's it. Okay. Would you rather, Brad?
I thought that was it.
It is. This is a personal question.
Oh, okay.
Unrelated to the game show that we just played. Would you rather listen to this show or listen to something real sad.
Well,
you don't even get a choice. It's so sad.
Oh.
It's just happening. This sad music.
It comes on
the end of every show.
You don't have control of it?
It bums us out. It just comes. The music.
What do you mean it just comes?
Like evening.
I don't, sunset.
It just happens.
This omnipresent sense of music.
When the show started, we had control, but it has since gained sentience, and it just knows. It knows when the show's over, Brad. And now, people, if you are sad like Brad is that the show's over, why don't you go to cliffandkendall.com, or you could go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, where we're just all the time saying hilarious things.
You could
follow us. Brad would love it. He's going to sign up to Twitter and follow one person. and he's going to go to twitter.com/cliffandkendall and follow our hilarious and poignant tweets.
You should get Kanye.
I wish we were his own person to follow. Yeah. Oh my God. So, and also you could friend us at facebook.com/cliffandkendall. And now, Brad, I have one more thing to say about parties, okay?
Okay.
I have a quote. I didn't make you get one because I didn't want to give you too much homework. That wasn't it. The quote goes, my quote is called this. I'm thankful for the mess to clean up after a party because it means I've been surrounded by friends. Isn't that nice? That was said by Nancy J. Comody.
Comody?
Yeah. She had that one nice thought, everybody.
Where's she from?
Commodeville. And yes, now we like to leave our listeners with a nice little heartwarming thought like that. And okay, so at the end of the show, Brad, do you have anything you want to say? Any parting words? We're on farting terms with the listeners. Do you have any parting words?
I want to say thanks for listening to the show.
If you
sat all the way through this.
They did.
And, we appreciate it. Even though I'm not part of the show, I appreciate it for some weird reason.
He's an FOS. He's a friend of the show now, everybody.
I am a friend of the show.
That's right.
And good night.
Good night. And at the end, what we say is, Kendall always leaves it, so I forget. It goes something like, oh, thank you for listening. And then I'll say, I'm Cliff, and you can say, I'm Brad.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm
Brad. And thanks.
Don't speak for me.
And then thanks for listening. And then I say, we love you.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
God.